Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. And today's episode is a classic podcast that Gary did with Damon John. They answered a question from a live caller that felt stuck around negative energy at home and was struggling with the idea of moving out or staying home with his parents. We hope you enjoy.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey, yo, Gary V, my man, what's going on? It's Damon, what's up?
What's happening?
Holy smokes, man, I'm truly humbled to even be talking to you guys right now. It's huge influence.
It's an honor.
Thank you, Cassandra.
Yeah, so my question is, you know, it's pretty simple, but it's pretty complicated as well. So right now, you know, I live in Brooklyn. I live with my mom and my sister and my twin brother. Three of us live in one single room.
Love.
You know, so it's been challenging.
How old are you?
Passion. I'm 22.
Keep going.
Ooh. I'm 22. I just graduated school, so I'm trying to figure out life right now. So I know I 100% know that I want to go into real estate investing. That's really where I see my business.
Why?
You know, going into it.
Why?
Simply because I feel like I can connect to a lot of people, and also on the flip side, not having like a home, like where I could really just kind of be myself and, you know, kind of expand. That's really also something that I just kind of. You know, I want to be able to give other people that opportunity in order to, you know, have a nice place to live.
Makes sense.
Now, I feel like the biggest struggle for me has been, you know, just pretty much the energy, like, that's in the house in a way. So just trying to figure out, you know, what is it that I could do just to kind of be at my best self? Because back in school, you know, I was crushed it left and right. You know, I was pretty much manifesting everything that I wanted to. And now I feel like it's harder for me to take action.
Why?
I just feel like it's the negative influences of like my parents and stuff like that.
Why are you still home? Is it that you're taking care of your parents? Are they disabled or anything like that?
Well,
you're 22.
The reason why is New York's a little expensive, so
yep.
I'm trying to save a little money.
Yep.
Just to kind of, you know, stay at home for as long as I could. But right now, like
I'm sorry. Please finish.
Yeah, no, I was actually debating, you know, whether or not, like, I should go ahead and rent out an apartment. Like, I know...
I mean, it's really interesting. It almost feels like you're having a logical and an emotional conversation with yourself, which I think we all do. I love that you're thinking about saving and you have the humility at 22 to be in your home, which I love. Are you also in a place where are your parents negative by nature? Like, is that, like, fucking you up?
Yeah, so look, that's really where it's been. You know, my mom and my dad separated when I was super young. So
okay.
My mom has been, she put four kids through college by herself. You know,
beast.
She makes less than $20,000 a year. So,
beast.
Super challenging for her just to kind of balance everything. So that's kind of where that negative mindset comes from.
And are you helping her?
Yeah.
Or are you saving because that's she's an amazing OG mom, but she just happens to have, you know, through all that adversity, some negative vibes that are potentially fucking you up.
Right. I'll be honest with you. I'm not helping her.
That's what I thought.
But she's
really proud. Yeah. I get it.
She wants to save my money and kind of just go after it in a way. But,
did you happen to see the post I put over the weekend about this concept of like build your crew, find other hungry people, and live an hour and a half outside the city? And like, when you saw that, what did you think?
Honestly, I thought about doing that. The only thing, you know, I do have a lot of loser friends, but like, they're also going out partying. You know, I'm 22, so that's what most kids are doing my age. But I've noticed, like, hey, like
when I posted the second post where I said take over my account, everybody, and find your people, and the hundreds of people that posted in there, they're from New York. Did it cross your mind to DM like all of them, and be like, yo, do you wanna room up, or was it? What made you not think that?
So I thought about it 100%. For me, like, I'm very cautious as to like who I interact with. Not who I interact with, but who I live with.
I respect that.
Because I feel like, you know, for me, it's just all about like having like the right energy, and I guess that's kind of like limiting myself and my.
But aren't you in that scenario saying no before you even met the fucking person?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because all you're saying is your family has negative energy and your friends are losers. So you have no other option. You can only go up by moving in with a bunch of guys or girls. I mean, you know, people come over here from other countries and they ain't got time to play. They're coming over here and they're living in something for $50 a week and they're busting their ass. And there's full buildings of them in New York of dancers and talented people and tech people. Why aren't you giving that a shot just for a month? at least, right. You know? Like where are you finding your networking is going to be?
My problem with the way the answers came out is the thing that I spent a lot of time thinking about is why are people saying no before they've tried? And the reason they're saying no is they're either not interested in actually putting in the work or they're insecure and they're fear-based, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just trying to really bring value on this call.
Right.
And I'm trying to really break down, like, are you also negative by nature? You know, which is also fine. Like, I really mean that. Like, I'm trying to get, like, I want judgment out the fucking window. I want, like, assessment and action, right? Like, I'm not judging. Listen, me being positive and optimistic is literally completely predicated on the fact that my parents had sex at that exact moment and gave me that DNA. I have no pride in that I'm optimistic. That was fucking Chance City, USA. So as a matter of fact, that leads to gratitude and guilt and deep humility and compassion for others, because guess what? My sister is not that. And I've watched her, like, I have more, I respect my sister more than me. Those things came natural to me. Like, I respect the fact that I got into shape more than I have all these talents, because I actually feel like I worked for that. This was gifted. You just, like, you saying no for the other party. By the way, I fully agree with you. I do not think that you should live with people that you don't jive with. You fucking decided that every person that left a comment in my post was negative energy. You said no before you said yes.
Right.
Yeah, so I did the reverse. I did the reverse. When I first thought of who we were fortunate enough to have a house, I went and worked at Red Lobster for anywhere about 50 hours a week, and I would then come home, work on FUBU for 30 hours a week. I would sleep three hours a night. I had sewing machines in my living room, and I slept next to sewing machines, and I rented out my bedroom and all the bedrooms in my house for $25 a piece because I wanted those to strangers to pay the mortgage. And they helped pay the mortgage. I was getting money over Red Lobster for my day job, and that helped me do FUBU for 5 years. I would have had to do $2 million in sales on FUBU to make the same amount of money I walked away with, and I wouldn't have done that, and I wouldn't have had FUBU. I just had to make another sacrifice. And some people paid, some people didn't. I got robbed in my bathroom hallway one day. It is what it is. But, I kick people out, and that's it, man. I mean, you know, you have to act.
Kay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
How much entitlement or not entitlement do you think you have? Like, from a self-assessment, because I think a lot about this. It's a really difficult question to ask somebody. Like, hey, how entitled are you? Nobody wants to be like, oh, super fucking entitled. But on the flip side, I do think entitlement and humility is an interesting framework for all of us to go through, because if you're lucky enough on it, then, and or to figure it out, it can be really good.
Right, so I'll be honest with you, you know, I grew up my whole life, you know, pretty much having nothing. Like, literally, there were days where I wouldn't even eat. I would only have the meals that I had in school, and then I would come home, wait those kind of, you know, 8 hours, 10 hours, then go to breakfast, run over, and then just kind of go from there. So that made me super humble, you know, just being very grateful and appreciative of what I do have. It's great, you know, but back in school, back in college, people always saw me as, like, the positive person. They know, like, I was never negative or anything like that. I feel like being home, I'll be honest with you, has made me slightly more negative now, in the sense that, you know, that energy just kind of, like, rubs off on me. So right now, in terms of kind of my entitlement, I feel like I've gotten slightly a little more entitled in the sense that, like, hey, like, why can't I just have, like, a regular place to live in a way, which is kind of where this negative energy comes from.
But you can, right? Like, I guess my question is, like, have you got caught up in, like, New York's expensive and I have no options?
Right, exactly.
And do you, I'm sorry, I got a little distracted. Do you have a job?
I do.
Okay, so fucking commute longer. Bro, hold on, Damon, I apologize. Hold on, Damon, I really apologize. Bro, commute further.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who the fuck said you had to live in Williamsburg, Bushwick, or Manhattan? There's people at VaynerMedia that commute 2.5 hours to be here. I don't know, this is where I'm going. It's an intro, and I'm coming from love, and I hope you can feel it.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%.
And I feel 100%. Like you can pick it up too. I'm excited about this. Like, I'm trying to, like, on some real option shit, like, why not move far as fuck and commute 2 hours every morning?
So Gary, I was going to ask you, actually.
Please.
You know, I plan on, you know, investing in New Jersey, like Union County and stuff like that.
Okay.
So should I just move over there and just be like, fuck it, like, just go do it? And then just figure it out later.
I can say this based on what I'm hearing, and this is a hot take off of fucking 9 minutes and 40 seconds. I think that you should definitely get out of the house.
Okay.
And so for me, whether it's Union, New Jersey, which you're arbitrarily picking, like, dude, it sounds like you're very far away from real estate investing. No?
I mean, so my whole plan was, to work with other investors. So I've been in the game for quite some time.
Okay.
Make them deals and kind of have them pay me.
Leads. I get it. I get it.
Before I get stuff like that.
Yeah. I just think there's a huge opportunity for you to live further away where you can afford it and you're good. I think people pick convenience, and like, to me, like an extra hour commute for that mental happiness is like a monster win for you. You were the fucking man at school because you had freedom. I'm just like, cool, we won this game. Move an hour further away, get a little less sleep or a little less convenience. On that hour commute, the extra hour on the train, you get a lot of shit done and you're gonna be happy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
I got you. Look, I think that's what I'm gonna end up doing in that case.
That makes sense to you, right? Because that's why I asked about entitlement. Like, yes, I know you want to save, and I love you for that. I fucking love you for that. You've also assessed that the environment's negative. So I'm like, wait a minute, you can win both here. You can really drive down your rent if you're just willing to live an hour and a half from the city. This is New York City, the most expensive place. If you go an hour and a half commute outside of here, shit gets cheaper.
We don't necessarily know that mom's negative. Mom busted her ass to put four kids through college. And maybe she's telling him some of the things.
Are you kidding me? Like, rewind the fucking video. I'm a fan of the mom.
Maybe she's telling him some of the shit he don't want to hear either. But you know, you never know, right? But either way, he got to go out and do it on his own.
Whether she's right or he's right, he just needs to eliminate another excuse, right? To your point, she might, by the way, okay, I think you might know this. She might be right. It's actually irrelevant. You're on it, Damon. Like, she's a G. Four. Single mom put four fucking people through school? She's a fucking gangster. Mm-hmm. Let there be no confusion. Her execution.
And doesn't want anything now.
Are you kidding me? A fucking gangster. Now it's a small space. It's a small space. All I want you to do is eliminate the excuse of your mom.
Right.
I'm telling you this not because I'm shitting on her. I'm actually shitting on the situation. And I'm hopeful that if you move an hour and a half out, notice what I asked you. How entitled are you?
Look, and I have no problem moving an hour and a half out. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't mind eating shit, you know, for the next 5, 10, 15 years of my life. Just to
That's amazing.
Get where I want to be.
So good news, move out and make it inconvenient.
Gotcha. And now, what about in terms of, like, saving money? Should I just budget better in that case?
Yeah, like if you're truly trying to save money and now you've taken on a $500 or $1,000 more of expenses, all of a sudden every nice little thing you like has to be looked at.
Yeah, I mean, I don't buy clothes. I don't go out. I don't do anything. I just buy books and just read. And
good man. Kind
of, you know, don't buy books.
You guys don't buy books.
The internet's free as fuck. Like, I'm being serious. Like, every book, like, pirate them. Pirate Bay, like, pirate that shit. Go Google fucking go look at Power Shift and crush it on fucking Pirate Bay, or if that's still around.
It's not up right now.
Fucking steal it. Steal that shit.
It's not up.
Damon, do you endorse this?
Of course he endorsed it. We both lived it.
I endorse.
Go to garage sales and buy the book for a quarter.
Absolutely.
Like, fuck $15 on Amazon when you fucking are building in the beginning. Don't buy shit.
I gotcha.
People don't know how to save anymore.
Yeah, that's always the hard part. And, you know, even back in college, every little paycheck that I got, saving. And, you know,
You know what's happening right now? This is where you're getting caught, I think. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The fact that you're not paying rent and saving is allowing you to spend money on a couple things that you wouldn't have. And that's where the cycle's playing.
No, honestly, not really.
Good.
The only expenses that I have right now is just food, and you know my commute, like my train ticket,
yep.
And that's really it. I don't really.
Good. I believe you. Okay, then I would say for happiness, instead of this happening in 11 years, let it happen in 14 years by moving an hour and a half
out. Yeah. Again, one more thing. You know, and this is also kind of like with my job and stuff like that. You know, I feel like it's just a lot of people who like don't care about saving and just, you know, every other day just going after drinks and stuff like that.
Who gives a fuck? Their life has nothing. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
That's good. I like when everybody else is doing dumb shit. That means I'm about to win.
Gotcha. guys. Or
what do you feel? Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you feel FOMO when everybody goes out on fucking Thirsty Thursday and drinks a fucking mojito?
No, I don't feel FOMO, but I just feel like if people who aren't focused, like I'm focused, and they don't have the same goal.
Bro, let me tell you something really good. Don't judge anyone.
Okay.
You see where I'm going? I'm watching a lot of judgment come. Now I'm starting to spend some time with you. Like if we were having a 4-hour dinner as homies, I'd be like, bro, stop judging people.
No, he's going to judge you after he gets off the phone.
You know? But like, you see where I'm going though, bro?
Okay, I got love. I
got love for you too. Like honestly, be empathetic. Like be grateful that you're not in a, when I talk, I've been trying to tell people, I don't have advice. I'm like every other human. We're animals that like to share hypotheses, opinions, our hot takes. But like don't judge them.
Yeah.
And don't envy them. I hate when people are like, damn, yeah, because his dad's paying for his shit. He gets to go to the club. And deep down, he fucking thinks he's a loser because his dad's paying for everything. Next. like, oh damn, they're just buying those drinks or those clothes to fit in. Don't judge them, feel bad for them that their whole life is about other people's fucking acceptance, so they have to fucking ruin their own lives just so everybody thinks they're cool. I think you're spending a lot of time on judgment. Don't even think about it. I knew nothing. I knew nothing of what anybody was doing in my 20s. I didn't know if they were winning, losing, going out, not going out. Unless they walked into the fucking liquor store, which some of them did, I literally had no fucking idea. Get quiet and focus on your own shit.
I love that.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, look, I feel like I've been struggling with this for like the past literally 6-8 months since I graduated. And I feel like this just gave me a little more clarity and Kay,
I'll tell you something else. You're probably judging because there is a little underlining envy and FOMO, which is okay because we're humans.
Yep.
Right.
You see where I'm going?
Right. No, 100%.
That's okay.
For me, like, it's just, I feel like I'm not taking the strides towards where I want to be.
You're impatient. No. You're 6 fucking months, you're 8 months in.
We all were impatient though at that age, you know. I like how he said he's willing to eat shit for 15 years.
Hold on, let's create some clarity because I know a little bit about your narrative.
Yeah.
Don't confuse ambition with lack of patience. You were patient.
Yeah, I was patient.
Okay.
I was patient because I was making as many moves and mistakes as I could, and I was saying, all right, this is something I'm not interested in, and I kept moving forward.
That's different than when you're impatient and you start fucking like looking at things from a neck. You were happy and patient. Too many people are sad and impatient because they can't wait to get to the finish line without fucking even warming up. Yeah. Bro, you're 40 seconds in.
Yeah.
No, what do you think? You're going to be a fucking real estate tycoon by 24? What the fuck?
I'm 22 years old in the way I feel like I got
to
have life.
Go to sleep for the next 10 years. Don't even call me until you're 32 and don't talk to nobody. Go to sleep. Go hibernate for a decade and just fucking eat shit and work and be patient. And then maybe kind of sort of at 32, young as fuck, maybe we can have a conversation about something, maybe.
Yeah.
Everybody's fucking deciding at 22. You're fucking 8 months out of school.
But it's crazy. It's like, I feel like I know what I want to be doing. I'm just,
Me too. Like me too. I knew I wanted to win a fucking Super Bowl as the owner of the New York Jets. So I decided to be patient for 52 fucking years. I knew too. Good news. Me too. Now what? I didn't say a peep. I fucking worked in a liquor store in the fucking basement for 15 years before I even popped my head up to make a YouTube video. Didn't say a word. Didn't go to a club. Didn't buy shit. Fucking worked. And punchline, built it for my dad and started over in a fucking conference room at 34.
Are you watching? Do you see how Gary's eyeballs are bulging?
No, that's passion. I mean, you can't
pay
for that anywhere else.
And what I want for you, patience and self-awareness. You're going to be, people lose by being impatient. Patience, bro, it's super real and it's super hard.
It is. I feel like I've been working on that like tremendously. I feel like that's given me my success, back in school and how it's like.
Hold on, before we go any further, now I'm really caught up in this narrative. Tell me about school's success.
He got the band camp. He got that one day in band camp. He got that Al Bundy shit like this because when he was in school, he was hot and sexy, and now he went back to the hood and he's eating shit.
Well, here's the
and now he's like, I don't deserve this.
Go ahead, Kay.
No, he's like, I don't deserve this. I was sexy in school.
Why were you sexy at school?
No, I wouldn't say I was sexy.
You were happy.
One day in band camp.
I I was living life, but like,
why?
Like that, like so pretty much.
Why?
I felt like my mission was to kind of, you know, be that positive light in other people's lives.
Okay.
Right? And I feel like just having that self-awareness of myself and everything that I've been through in my life, I felt like if I could translate that story and share it with others, and you know, just kind of, I was really like kind of like a mini Gary Vee. That's really what people were calling me.
Okay.
You know, and then that led to me kind of, you know, awards and stuff like that means absolutely shit.
But you're gonna appreciate this. The part that gets confusing about Gary Vee to a lot of people is I fucking, like, I'm positive and optimistic, but it's all based on merit and execution. Right. Like, you can't build a business on just being positive and optimistic. Like, that's not my business. Right. That's just, that's my giving. Right. I actually, you know?
And back in school, you know, like I had a good GPA. No, I was
respect
my academics.
Respect.
And I was also, you know, I was also social in the sense that, you know,
you were happy.
I was happy. You know, I was social.
He's,
you know,
back. He's back in the hood eating shit, and he's remembering back in band camp.
Okay, do you think that's right? I'm curious.
I don't think it's right, but it showed me a new side of me that I've never seen before.
Right. You know, mom busts her ass to put him in the environment where he blossomed in band camp, and now he's going back to shit and wondering why aren't times good like before.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah.
And now, mom, it's your fault. Now, I put my name on the milk in the fridge. Right. Don't touch that. That's mine, mommy.
I definitely don't do that. But I see where you're coming from, and also, I know I have the potential in within myself, and in a way, it kind of gets frustrating when I feel like it's being limited, you know, me being at home.
That's so, really, but here's the best part. Nobody's keeping you at home.
Right.
You're choosing to be at home.
Matter of fact, mom's like, nah, don't give me nothing. Don't give me nothing.
Yeah, mom's killing
mom's
it.
Mom's kind of like, yo, you need to leave, homie. I already said, hold that. That's a college education.
One more time.
Hold
that. She
doesn't want me to leave.
She, of course, because nobody wants their baby leaving.
I don't know. Yeah, my mother, she kicked me out. She's like, you on your own. You're 16, homie. Go about your business. Go get that paper.
Bro, you need to be careful here, because if she doesn't want you leaving and she paid for your college, you're getting coddled.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't want me leaving because she's scared of being alone in a way.
Because nobody else is there?
Well, she has like my siblings, but she's scared that everyone's going to leave her. She's going to be there by herself.
No, like, that has nothing to do with you.
Right.
You're being coddled, you know that, right? Do you know how many people right now in my community are like mad as hell at you because they're in debt and they have nowhere to go? You know that, right?
Yeah.
You need to be careful here in a good way. This is why this is fun. Like, this is all love, as you can tell.
It's
like,
all love, man. We're giving you tough love, yeah, the and energy, smart love, and all that love, man.
Listen, man, you need to be careful. You need to be careful here. You need to be real careful here, because your mom is fucking amazing. And a lot of times when I talk about parents that create fake environments, we always paint them as super rich white families. What we don't talk enough about is immigrants or humble fucking work their whole lives for their kids and put their kids on. And you need to be careful here, because you're coddled. Mm-hmm. And I want to see every receipt, because the second you bought one cup of Starbucks, I'm mad at you.
I've never bought Starbucks.
Respect.
I don't even drink coffee.
Respect, bro. Mm-hmm. But you haven't. But I'm really serious on this. On, you might be coddled. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it's rare to not have to pay rent. It's rare, real quick, it's rare for your parent to pay for college completely. It's rare, right. It's rare for you to be able to not pay rent. So you might be getting caught because you're entitled.
I mean, I'm super humbled by the fact that, you know, I don't have to pay rent.
No, you're appreciative.
Oh yeah, super appreciative of that fact.
But but humility, you know, comes in the form of, like, you started this call with, you know, friends are losers and negative energy in a home you're not paying for.
Yeah.
That's called non-accountability.
Right. Humility comes with, mom, how can I add more value to you? What can I do to get out of this house and get things done?
That's right.
And help you with our
siblings. And you're using the excuse of, mom doesn't want me to leave.
Yeah.
Because she says she loves you and loves having you around.
Right.
Fake environment, bro.
It is. Honestly, like, I feel like even when I do leave, I think it may hurt her in one aspect, But I feel like when she sees that I'm doing well, it was, like, even me going away to college was tough for her.
Of course, bro. Of course. Parents love their kids, especially the way you're painting your mom. Here's the other thing. She's ready for you to be a man. I promise.
My favorite movie is Step Brothers, and they lived in the house till they were 40.
I gotta make a family call. Step Damon, you're going to have to close out this show. Okay, I love you. I'm being dead serious. Plug away for 4 minutes. I love you.
All right.
Sell the fucking book. Okay, I got to go. I really got
All right, man.
I know that's
appreciate
so
you so much, Gary.
Answers.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, it's the first time letting somebody close out the show.
Absolutely. All right. So anyway, so we're gonna close out, man. And I'm gonna take one more call, but I want you to remember the one thing. Power Shift is the exclusive ownership of Damon John. It is watermarked. Any rebroadcast and or downloading of content illegally, you will go to the chair. All the best, brother.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Peace.
Damon, you're a legend.
Thank you, man. Peace. All right.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness. I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing review reads, bold and factual. He speaks raw and very bluntly. Never around the bush. He has great advice and is inspiring. Highly suggest listening to what he has to say. Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.